Alan Cumming. Alan, I know you know Michael Riedel, Mr. Broadway over here. So
good morning, Alan.
How you doing?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, looking at your credits, you got TV, you got Broadway, you got films. You're an author, you're a photographer, a nightclub owner. You got a fragrance named after you. Can't you leave a few jobs for other people?
It's just my, I thought that's what you're supposed to do in America, overachieve.
Overachieve, that's what you do.
Yeah, you've certainly done that. So, Alan, tell us about the new CBS TV show you've got, Instinct. You are playing now, I think, the first openly lead gay character in a television drama.
I like it, openly lead.
Openly gay lead in a television drama.
Lead. Coming out of the closet, I'm a lead actor. Yeah, that's the first ever network drama to have a gay character in the leading role. So I play a sort of like a fuddy-duddy professor who has written a book about abnormal behavior. He's a bit of a dandy. And then you realize he's a former CIA spy, naturally. And he has, because a serial killer is using his book as clues.
Oh.
And so the NYPD come to him and ask him to come and help to solve this case. So that was the pilot. That was the first episode that went out on Sunday. And then this weekend, me and this cop, lady cop, or female cop, called Bianca Novakovic. She's my partner at the NYPD, and I'm the sort of rogue consultant. So I really like it. It's really fun, actually. And it's kind of sort of old-fashioned in that way. It reminds me of these shows I used to watch when I was a little boy in Scotland, old, cop mystery shows.
Alan, when you played Eli Gold, you spoke a good old-fashioned American. So what do you do on this show?
Mm-hmm. Also American.
American. And now, I know you've been asked this a million times, but I find it fascinating. Is it hard for you? Or I'm always impressed by actors and actresses, and there are tons of them playing on big shows in America who are from Britain or from mm-hmm. Scotland, and you would never know it. Is that hard to learn?
No, it's not. I mean, it's really, if you've been used to doing other accents, if you have a good ear as well, a musical ear, but, since I was at drama school, it was kind of drummed into me that I would have to do other accents to work. I mean, originally it was about doing an English accent. And then, obviously, when I came to America, I started, meeting about doing American parts. So it's just one of these things. It's kind of there's another facet of the character. It's not, and I think people, because American people they're not very good at hearing other accents. They're kind of just, so many people around you sound the same. But when you hear someone doing it, and they're not from this country, I think it seems more impressive than it actually is, that's all.
Oh, but can you, like, flip a switch and boom, you're speaking American?
I could. I have a switch, actually, on my left.
Can you do French? Can you do a little Inspector Clouseau as well, Alan, when called upon?
I've got another switch for that on my toe, yes. Yeah. All the buttons all over my body that I press.
Hey, Alan, when you were growing up in Scotland, what made you fall in love with showbiz, and what made you want to become an actor? Was it doing plays, or was it movies and TV that really got you excited about show business?
It was really doing plays. When I first did a play at high school, I remember I really enjoyed it, and I really liked it. And also, it was the first thing I was any good at, actually. Seriously, it was the first thing I remember thinking, oh, this is what being praised is like. And I thought I'd stick to this because it's the first time it's happened. Mm. So that was basically it. I just stuck to something that I was vaguely good at.
Now, Michael was telling me that you've got Club Cumming in the East Village, and you show up there, and you're a DJ at times.
I'm a DJ. I'm a bartender. Perfect to be a bartender. My little bar is really great, and a lot of performance people sing, and there's some great nights. A knitting thing on a Tuesday early on a Tuesday. There's a knitting. It's called Knit at Night, and we have different DJs and things. It's just a really great sort of community bar, and I just have such fun there. And it's also great when you've wanted somewhere to have a certain spirit. And you kind of put that word out, and people then come and bring that spirit. It's really great thing.
So when you're behind the bar, Alan, what's the best drink that you make?
I like to keep it simple because, bartending is not my primary job. So I will not lie that I sometimes ask people, if they ask me for a complicated drink, I sway them over to something like a vodka soda. And There's all these funny, there's all these sort of specials of funny names, like up and coming, and these kind of funny house cocktails. And I don't like making them because they're really confusing. So I just, a beer or a vodka soda, I do really well.
A beer, you could open the beer bottle and pour it out in the glass. Mm-hmm. That's your expertise behind the bar.
Yeah. We are on with Alan Cumming. He stars in Instinct on CBS on Sundays at 8 o'clock. You know, people like me probably know you from The Good Wife and that great character you played, but the Michael Riedels of the world know you from Broadway and Cabaret, and it's just the range to me is just fascinating that you're able to accomplish all these things. What are you most proud of?
Oh, most proud of? Well, I don't know. I mean, I sort of think, I'm actually really proud of my bar. I know that sounds silly, but I actually think of it as a really great artistic achievement to have. To that thing I said earlier about, you know, sort of wanted the place to feel somehow, and then it actually does. That's pretty good. But I suppose it's the things that I feel like I think it's best when you let a little bit of yourself come through, like prepare to be vulnerable in a way and let the sort of yourself come through so the audience really connects with you. So when I've done that, I think those are the, you know, I've dared to be vulnerable, I suppose. That's what I would be most proud of.
Well, you know, I was telling Len earlier that one of the greatest performances I've seen on Broadway was your performance as the MC in Cabaret. Can we expect you to come back to Broadway in a musical sometime in the near future, Alan?
Yes, there's nothing definite, though. I mean, I'm also kind of a bit tired that if the show gets picked up, my TV show gets picked up again, it kind of limits. It wouldn't be till next spring that I could do any theatre.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting to hear about that. But yeah, definitely, I'm going to be back on Broadway before I die.
How about you could be the next Nelson Frozen? What do you think?
You know what would be would be Broadway gold? You and Hugh Jackman in a show together.
That would sell out in a minute, Alan. That'd be a lot of fun.
I'd be a seller. I love that. I love Hugh. He's so nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alan Cumming, best of luck with Instinct. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you. Let me talk to you.
Take care, Alan. Yeah. Welcome, bienvenue, welcome. Fremda. Étranger, stranger,
glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Just a talented guy, Michael. Just all the way around.
Amazingly talented, yeah. And loves detective series. He said he grew up watching detective series. And the new series, Instinct, is indeed a detective thriller series on CBS. So we wish Alan Cumming a lot of luck with that TV series. But we want him back on Broadway.
And we thank him for joining us this morning.